Shalom Aleichem, I hope that everything is well. This is Yosef Bratstein recording a shiur that I was supposed to give to some chevra last week, but it got disrupted due to the Iranian attack on Medinat Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, on the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. But Baruch Hashem, I'm able to record it this week, Motzai Shabbos, 1 week after that attack, and Hodul Hashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasto, that everything was okay, at least regarding that attack, and I'm able to sit here in my apartment in Ramat Beit Shemesh and record a shir on Motzai Shabbos just 1 week after that attack. So if you go through Rav Kook's Haggadah Shel Pesach, there are several recurring themes, several key principles that he comes back to time and time again. Last year, Baruch Hashem, we were able to focus on one of those themes, which is the theme of chiros, the definition, the notion of freedom in the thought of Rav Kook, and we discuss what is the notion of freedom according to Rav Kook, and what are we really celebrating Seder night. Tonight, in Emirat Hashem, I would like to discuss another recurring theme, another principle of the Seder night in the thought of Rav Kook, and that is the duality of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That there are really two elements to what we're celebrating, celebrating on Leil Seder about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And on the one hand, Yetzias Mitzrayim was an important event for the Jews way back when, on Leil Seder, several thousand years ago. They were Avadim. Maybe they had doubts about the Mitzias of Hashem. They had doubts about the power of Hashem, or whatever it was. And the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim taught them certain things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taught them certain things about their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it was an important event in and of itself. And on the Leil HaSeder, when we think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are kilu putting ourselves in their shoes, and we're trying to learn the same lessons they learned way back when. That is one aspect of Leil HaSeder, one aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, in the thought of Rav Kook, that is not sufficient. It's not just that Yetzias Mitzrayim was a one-time event that taught them, and therefore teaches us certain lessons. Yetzias Mitzrayim is an ongoing process. Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the language of Rav Kook, is a hachana. It's set into motion a long historical process that sometimes goes quickly, sometimes goes slowly, sometimes waxes, sometimes wanes. It ebbs and it flows, but it is a process of geula that is continuing ad hayom hazeh. That Hashem, at Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem set the world in a certain direction, that it will constantly be going upwards, that Am Yisrael, and through Am Yisrael, the entire world, will constantly be coming closer and closer to the ultimate geula. And what we're celebrating on Leil Seder is not just the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim from thousands of years ago, but the fact that this process is ongoing, that we are part of that process. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is then noted not just as a one-time event, but as the beginning of this long historical process that we still find ourselves within. So Miraz Hashem, let's explore this theme and its meaning for us on Leil Seder and beyond. So perhaps to start off with a foil, a little bit of a contrast, we can discuss the idea that I heard in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik about one of the differences between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. As I'm sure many people know, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik listed several differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that we do every day and every night, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rav Soloveitchik, I think on his own, added on another difference, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim includes not just the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself on the night of the 15th of Nisan, but it can include things that come afterwards. Emes V'yatzev, which discusses the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, which came after the 15th of Nisan, is also part of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if you go through the Rambam, and if the Rav Soloveitchik argued, if you go through the Rambam about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah really focuses on the events of the 15th of Nisan and the things that led up to the events of 15th of Nisan, but the mitzvah really is to discuss the 15th of Nisan and what happened on that date. For example, the Rambam opens up his discussion of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'saper b'nisan v'neflosh shenazu l'avuseinu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asa b'nisan. So is that B'leil Chamisha Asa B'Nisan? Is that the date when you're supposed to do the mitzvah of Sipur? Or the mitzvah that's part of the content of the mitzvah? The content of the mitzvah is you're supposed to discuss the Nisan that occurred to our Avosenu B'Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Later on, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that one of the things you're supposed to discuss with your children is Uvolayla Hazeh Pada Osano HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to be an emphasis on that night, that the Nisan occurred on this night. And Rav Soloveitchik argued that perhaps this is the meaning of the Rambam's hekesh between Zachar as Yom HaShabbos Zekacho and Zachar as Yom HaShabbos Asher Tzassam Yom Mitzrayim, The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to tell over the to do Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim the same way there's a mitzvah to do Kiddush, Zachar Ziyom HaShabbos HaKadosh. That over there, the Rambam says, by Kiddush, you're supposed to discuss the Shevach of the day, how special the day is. Maybe the same thing is true. By mitzvahs, Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim, you're supposed to discuss the events, how amazing the 15th of Nisan was, and the events that occurred then. And Rav Soloveitchik argued that perhaps that's why the Rambam basically takes out from his Haggadah, didn't have in his Haggadah, anything that took place after the events of the 15th of Nisan. The Rambam took out, when our Haggadah Shel Pesach, we have the list of the Nisim that occurred, that there are 50 Nisim on the Yam, or I'm forgetting the exact numbers now, there are all these Nisim that occurred on the Yam, and the Rambam takes that out, he doesn't have that, he goes straight from the Tzach Adash Be'achav to Rabbi Gamliel Omer, because the mitzvah is not to discuss what happened in Kriyas Yamsof. You might be Yosei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by doing that on a different night of the year, but the night of Leil Seder, you're really supposed to be focusing on the events of the 15th of Nisan and the lessons that we're able to learn from what happened on the 15th of Nisan. With that in mind, let us start looking at some of the passages in Rav Kook's Haggadah. So I didn't make a source sheet, because I wasn't really supposed to be giving this year. But let's start with the passage on the Rav Kook's Haggadah. It's published in a Latoria on Kilik Beis. On the piece, Ad Shedrasha Ben Zoma, the Mishnah that appears in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, where the Machlokes is there a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? And Rav Kook pointed out that there's a little bit of an anomaly going on. That regarding the mitzvah of Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim on Leil HaSeder, so the mitzvah happens at night. The mitzvah is a Laila. However, regarding the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim of Kol Yom Vayom, there it is clear to all the Tanayim there is a mitzvah during the day, and there is a machlokes if there is also a mitzvah at night, and we need a drasha to be marbed the night. So it's a little bit backwards, well not a little bit backwards, but there's a clear contrast here that regarding the mitzvah of Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim that occurs at night. Regarding the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, b'chol yom v'yom, there is certainly a mitzvah during the day, and there's a machlokas if we have a drasha to be marred by the night. So what is going on, b'amkos etzvarim, why is the night of Leil HaSeder, why the mitzvah of Sipur occurs at night? And Rav Kook writes as follows, v'nei Yetzias Mitzrayim yish ba beiz b'chinos ladol, taklas atzmi v'achana. That regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim, there are two things that happened. One is taklas atzmi. There was a goal in and of itself with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Hachana, but the Yetzias Mitzrayim was also a preparation for what was to come forward, what was to happen going forward, but the whole historical process that Am Yisrael underwent and is still undergoing to lead towards the ultimate Geula. Hataklas Ha'atzmi, what is the goal in and of itself enveloped in the night of the 15th of Nisan? Shabahu Masha Yetzia Niflahi Hudia Lanu Gedulas Hashem Yisbarach. The night of the 15th of Nisan, many thousands of years ago, taught us amazing things. It taught us about Gedulas Hashem, Hashem's Hashkacha, Hashem's love for Am Yisrael. But it's also a Hachana. It is the beginning of a long process. We already know from the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the various midrashim there, that there are going to be more shibudim. There are going to be more galios. And then Yetzias Mitzrayim paves the path for us to go through all of these different galios, all these different shibudim, in a way that on the other side of them, we are closer to the ultimate geula. And Rav Kook writes that these two elements, when you focus on the thing itself versus the hachana, this differentiates between the day and the night. The daytime is usually when you do the thing itself. So there's light outside, there's a lot of activity. The nighttime is a time of hachana. It's a time of thinking, look, I did something great today. How can I do something even greater tomorrow? How can I plan that the tomorrow is going to be even greater than today? Rav Kook says that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, of B'chol Yom V'Yom, is focused on the day, and perhaps there is a drasha to be marred by the nights. But the mitzvah, it's in the Ikar mitzvah, perhaps, the baseline mitzvah, that all the time agreed to is by the day. Because the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we do every day, is to remind us about these amazing themes, that Hashem loves us, Hashem takes care of us, Hashem, there's Hashkaka process in the world, Hashem is great, Hashem can do whatever he wants. But Leil HaSeder is not, and therefore the mitzvah is during the daytime. The daytime is when people do the tachlis atzmi, people are engaged in the goals and the activities. But the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Leil HaSeder is not just about tachlis atzmi. Maybe it's, but it's more focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim as a hachana on the nighttime, and a time of planning, a time of thinking, a time of dreaming, a time of thinking, great, amazing things have happened during this day, but many amazing things have happened, I don't know, thousands of years ago. But how do we take that and string it forward? How do we take that point and be mamshik it into the present, and from the present to the future? It is a hechana for what is to come. And therefore, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is loaded at night. It focuses on the night and not lav dafka during the day. Agav, the fact that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Rav Cook's arguing here is mostly about the Taklas Atzmi, about the things you could take out of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim that the Am Yisrael took out of the story way back when. That actually fits, I think, something Rav Chaim Soloveitchik says. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik says no. He points out that Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of every day as an independent mitzvah. And Rav Chaim argued because it's part of the mitzvah Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema is about Kabbalas Ol Malkut Shemayim. Kabbalas Ol Malkut Shemayim is really the ultimate point of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechira as an independent. But according to Rav Kook, that's true about Zechira. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but I'll say there, doesn't just focus on the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, but focuses on seeing Yetzias Mitzrayim as the beginning, long historical process that leads us towards the ultimate Geula. Rav Kook says that seeing Yetzias Mitzrayim in this way is also dovetails the Shem Hashem that Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of the story. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, I'm about to go to Am Yisrael. They're not going to believe me. They're going to ask me, what is your name? What should I tell them? And Hashem says, tell them, Eke Asher Eke. So what does it mean, Eke Asher Eke? So the Rambam and Rebukim, and I think some of the Rishonim there, Al Torah, say that it means, it's talking about God's existence, that Eke is like Hove, it's like Hashem Mitzios, Hashem exists, and that's really what you have to tell Am Yisrael. But it's interesting. The pasuk is phrased as a verb. Eya asher eya, I will be that which I will be. It's not something that's static, that's passive, that it's about the existence of something. It's about something that is not about shlemos in the language of Kok. It is about hishtamut. It is about becoming more perfect. It is about a process through which everything in the world, and maybe even parts of God Himself, so to speak, become more and more elevated to reach the ultimate tikkun. And then Rav Kook, in this piece on the Zoran Tzuya, points out that Rashi, no, and the Medrash, and the Gemara, and Chazal already point this out. Eya Asher Eya is not just about now in Tzias Mitzrayim. It's about there are going to be other Shibudim. There are going to be other troubles, and Hashem is going to help us through all those things. Why would Hashem want to teach us about the other troubles now? Because to teach us this notion, the Tzias Mitzrayim, what's about to happen, is not just a one-time thing. It is leading up to the rest of Jewish history. And all the ups and downs of Jewish history are things that Yetzias Mitzrayim gave us the kokovs to get through, and not just to get through, but to go out and come out on the other side is stronger and more elevated and closer to the ultimate geula. And therefore, Hashem's name regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim is an active verb. I will be with that which I will be, and not something that's static, not something about the constant attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is something, it's an active verb, that this is something that is a continuous process that is continuously coming into existence, and that Yetzias Mitzrayim leads to the ultimate Geula. And Rav Kook, in this piece, he references the fact that this is perhaps the two phrases that we use, Yad Chazaka and Zeruah Netuya. Yad Chazaka is a strong hand. So if somebody gets a patch, somebody gets hit, so Yad Chazaka, they feel it right now. Zeruah Netuya means a long arm. A long arm, as Cook says, is the long arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is revealed throughout history. Rav Cook doesn't go through it in great detail in this piece on the Haggadah, but if you look at Olat HaRiyah, page 26, page Chavav, where Rav Cook is describing the mitzvah of tefillin, one of the things that people say before they put on tefillin is "V'tivanu l'niach aliyad l'zichron zeruah netuya." So Rav Kook writes on page 26 of Lazaria, "Yetzias Mitzrayim ha'isam me'orah kazeh shirak lefi maris ha'ayin hagasa nekshavas hi l'davar shehi izipam v'avar." That through a coarse and shallow perspective, you think of it as something that happened in the past that we can learn lessons from. And it's an amazing thing to think about, that this is something that occurred in the past, so we can take lessons out, and it's fantastic, it's something to celebrate. But Rav Kook says that is a shallow perspective. Through a more internal recognition, the Yetzias Mitzrayim is something that doesn't stop. Zron etuya means Hashem's long arm, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is continuously happening. The events of Yetzias Mitzrayim put something into motion that is continuously happening all throughout Jewish history, all throughout world history, that slowly but surely we are becoming closer and closer to the Geula. This perspective. Let me just do one more duality that Rav Kook highlights in his Agada that it also connects to this. Rav Kook says this is also perhaps a symbolism of matzah versus maror. This is both in the piece on the Acha Drasha Ben Zoma. It's also later on about matzah and maror. Rav Kook elaborates on this idea over there as well. That matzah is something that is immediate. That matzah that they didn't have the time for their batzeik to rise. Matzah represents kabbalas amakut shemayim. Am Yisrael got at that moment. Matzah represents a certain dilug that Hashem gave us, a certain giloy right then and there. Maror though is bitter. Things that are bitter. Why are things bitter to us in a spiritual way? The Fuchs says things are bitter to us in a spiritual way because we realize that we're not at our ultimate goal yet, that we should be doing something else. We should be at a certain level. We should feel a certain kibbutz Hashem. The world should be in a certain state. Am Yisrael should be in a certain state, but it's not there yet. And that gap, that recognition of that gap is what causes the bitterness. So Maror is seeing Yetzias Mitzrayim as a hachana for what's coming, which is the ultimate geula, and at any stage you are on that process, before you reach the ultimate geula, there's going to be some error, because you're going to be seeing, yes, we reach a certain point, but we're not where we should be at, we're not at the time of the ultimate geula, and therefore it's going to cause us some level of bitterness. But matzah is seeing Yetzias Mitzrayim as an event in and of itself, with chipazon, with mehiros, not as hachana, but Hashem has megalel himself to us, and in a very, very quick way, we got certain lessons. We got a certain relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what is represented by, and that is what is celebrated by eating the matzah. And Rav Kook hints at this, but I think that this duality impacts what you focus on Leil Seder. According to Rav Soloveitchik, the Leil Seder, at least according to this word of Rav Soloveitchik that I mentioned before, the Leil Seder is really a time to focus on the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the events of the past, and to draw lessons from those events for us. The lessons are Hashkachas Hashem, Gedulas Hashem, Abbas Hashem for Am Yisrael, whatever Kabbalas Hamakot Shemayim, whatever the lessons are. But it may not necessarily be the right time to start telling personal Gula stories or family Gula stories, recounting the various Gulios and Gulos that took place over the course of Jewish history. But there are very, very good good Jews and Tzaddikim that do this on their Leil Seder. I heard a shiur from Rav Shmuel Eliyahu who said that, if I recall correctly, I heard this a couple years ago, that his father, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, every year at the Seder, we talk about the different wars that Medinat Yisrael had, the 1948, when he was still a child. He was born, I think, in the late 20s. So maybe he wasn't a child then. But he would speak about the Six-Day War and the amazing Sarah that Am Yisrael was in, and the amazing Geula that happened. But all of these things are part and parcel of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because this is the time when we're supposed to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just as a one-time event that taught us amazing lessons, but as an ongoing process that Hashem is goal us in every generation, and speak about how we're so much closer to the ultimate Geula now than we were at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And after the Hakamas HaMadina, and after the Six-Day War, and after everything that happened, we're closer. And if this year, unfortunately, we're going through a time of Hester Pada, we're going through a time filled with sorrows. So the lesson is that even though every tzara leads you to a better place, Am Yisrael is able to rise from every tzara in a place where they're closer to the ultimate geula, while still feeling the maror, while still feeling the pain that we have of all the death and all the hostages and all the craziness that is going on around us. So the actual themes of what you're going to discuss in your Seder might actually be different if you take this perspective on from Rav Kook. Now, Rav Kook himself hints at this, I think, and I don't know if he says it explicitly. But if you look in Rav Kook's Haggadah, not just by Matzah Marar, not just by not just by the Acha Drasha Ben Zoma, but on the line, Bechol Dovedorah Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim. So the Rambam has the Giras of Baharos as Atzmo Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim. So again, it's about showing as if you're leaving Mitzrayim, which means you're putting yourself in those shoes. You're putting the matzah on your back, you walk around the table. Who are you? I'm a Jew. I'm leaving Mitzrayim. Play acting that, but you're focused. But you're trying to put yourself in the shoes of the Jews who left Mitzrayim. Rav Kook writes, and behold, over the door, the kol hazroa hanetuya. The zroa hanetuya. This is the long arm of Hashem throughout history. Vahotzi ela poel as romimus hamala maat maat. That Hashem is able to bring out to actuality the elevated status that we could have little by little. Behold, over door, chayiv kol akav lahashlim lahasig luhargish es chilko b'shleimus hamala hashayik lierko uladoro hamagia lo miyitzias mitzrayim. So it's about the present. It's about seeing yourself right now in your generation and thinking the Jews of Yitzias Mitzrayim were at a certain level, at a certain historical level, both in terms of their chamrios and in terms of their rechnios. And we are at Jews throughout history were at different levels. And you have to plot yourself on that map, on the graph. Where are we? Where is our generation, both in terms of Am Yisrael's chamrios and more importantly in terms of Am Yisrael's rechnios? Where are we on this map? And that is what it means. Liros Atzmo Kilu Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim. Not just to put yourself in the shoes of those Jews from 3,000 years ago, to wear sandals and to have a package over your shoulder, walk around the table and do these very, very beautiful menhagim, but also to take that to the present and to say, I am leaving Mitzrayim, not just in a Hasidic sense that I'm leaving my own personal makom tzar, but also in a national sense that we Am Yisrael is being redeemed, the world is being redeemed. Right now, it's the process that was started by Yitzias Mitzrayim is continuing. How am I and my generation contributing or helping advance this ultimate geula that we're hoping for so strongly that started with Yitzias Mitzrayim, but is only going to end with the ultimate geula. And just to conclude with a piece that I don't think appears in Rav Kook's Haggadah, but it appears in the book Orot and page Mem Daled, Rav Kook writes, "Hagula nimshacha sif olakas." The geula is continuing. It's continuous. Gulas Mitzrayim gulas ha'asir shlima hi pula achashin aposakas. Gulas Mitzrayim and the geula of Asur Lavo is one event, one process that doesn't stop. Pulas hayad hachazaka v'zura netuya. That this is the geula of the Yad Chazaka, that one-time thing of the Yad Chazaka, but also the Zeron Etzuya, the Yad Hashem throughout history, that is constantly, constantly being mesovev sivuvim and creating a state of geula for us. Moshe v'Eliyahu goalim heim legula achas. Moshe and Eliyahu, we just had Shabbos Agado, Eliyahu Anavi, the Mevaser of the ultimate geula. Hamaskel v'hagomer, the beginner and the ender, haposeach v'chosim, the opener and the concluder, heim gachad memalim es hachativa. They are part of one unit. What nafkmino does this perspective have for us? Ruach Yisrael makshivu es kol hatenuos shepula pulos hagula. And the Ruach Yisrael listens attentively to all of the tenuos, all of the movements of the gula. Holchos v'chol mesibos. And milot smichas karon Yeshua b'mu'ah b'tova. We as Jews have to be sensitive. We have to be aware of what is going on around us, of Jewish history, what occurred before us, where we are now, and based on that, what should be happening in the future. And we have to understand b'chol dovador that it's our tafkid, our generation, to see Yitzias Mitzrayim as an ongoing process. And maybe according to Rav Kook, discuss the nisim that occurred in our lifetimes, the nisim that occurred to our families. In generations back, which generations that we could relate to, and also to think about what could at Le'el Seder, what can we do in our generation to help bring Am Yisrael, help bring the world to a better place, to the place of ultimate Geula, where Yitzias Mitzrayim will finally be finished, and we'll be able to live life as it should be. I think this year, this is something to think about, that there's a desire this year to bring some type of a contemporary note to the Seder, to have an extra seat for the hostages, to add tefillos for the Filakatu fam, to add tefillos for the Chayalim, to add tefillos for Am Yisrael. And I think that, and if done properly, that this fits in with Rav Kook's perspective on what Leil Seder is. means right now, where are we in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we could bring it to the next level? And therefore, these contemporary things, if done on the backdrop of the Yetzias Mitzrayim that happened then, and we're not going to obviously ignore the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but bring it more to the contemporary scene, some things that we can relate to in terms of sorrows and gulos that our generation has experienced or is experiencing. And whereas Hashem, that type of Seder should be a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He should allow us, He should help us, He should give us the kokos to help be Goel Am Yisrael, help be Goel the world. And whereas Hashem, we should be able to see the ultimate Gula Shlema, B'mehera V'yaminu.